Pastor Will Lynn.
Okay. This is my water here. All right, well, good morning. Everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
That's good. I think you can hear me.
Can you guys hear him?
Mark, can you hear me? Well, I think, some of you know me, some of you don't. But I'm just going to tell you a little bit about me real quick. So I'll be 65 June the 2nd. I'm going to send any birthday presents my way to the front office. 65. I didn't think I'd make it, but I did. I will, I think.
June 2nd.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah. Older than me. I've been a Christian for about 25 years. Went to the Bible College at Costa Mesa Bible College in Vista, and then in Murrieta. Been around for a while. I got to work for Pastor Chuck, and I'm working for Pastor Brian now, one of the assistants. And so it's been an interesting 25 years, a very interesting 25 years, and a lot of things have happened. And a lot of them aren't just good things. You know, each one of our lives here, for you men, all of us, not everything that happens to us is a pleasant experience. It just isn't. We've had trials, tribulations. I mean, it's just life. That's what happens. So, in my life, a lot of things have happened. You know, I lost two brothers, two middle brothers. Four brothers in my family. Two of them are dead. I got one brother left in Virginia. You know, both my parents are passed away. All these things. Fortunately, by the grace of God, I've been married for over 42 years, which is amazing, by the grace of God. Yeah, it's true. It wasn't me, believe me. My wife's a persevering saint. But I say that because each man here is an individual. We look at different things, different ways. One thing that doesn't change is the Word of God, right? You don't want to. The Bible says, Revelation, John writes, that you will not add or subtract from the Word of God. You don't do that. You can have, you know, you can speculate a little bit. You can have fun with the Word, you know, but you don't want to add or subtract to it. That's what you don't want to do. Because if you do, what happens? Those plagues are on you. That's what the Word says, and I believe it. Well, this morning, I want to talk about how the trials and tribulations of life, where it leads you. I've had some experiences lately. There are very a lot of trials and tribulations in the last 6 months or so that I won't share the details, but I'll share a little bit about it. But I'm going to read the Word first about it. We're going to go. We'll be in Romans, Ephesians, and the last thing we're going to read is the last chapter of Revelation. And I'll tell you why. But let's pray and let's get into it. Father, just simply this, Lord, that we love you. We honor you right now. We honor you with your word. We honor you with our lips. And Lord, we all want to honor you with our actions. So Lord, bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Well, in Romans chapter 5, chapter 5, 1 through 6. If you want to turn there, if you don't, that's okay. I'm going to read it to you. This is out of the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have a peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have obtained our introduction by faith into His grace, favor, in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. Verse 3, and not only this, but we also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance. And perseverance, proven character. And proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint because of the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. For while we were still helpless, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. So, all of us have been through these trials and tribulations, and what it should do, if you have the mind of Christ, it should develop what? Perseverance and character and hope, right? So, you know, this isn't me preaching to you. I'm reminding myself because I have been through plenty of tribulation. I have, and I'm sure you have too. So apply it to yourselves. Apply it to yourselves right now and think through this, what the Lord has to say to you this morning. So just recently, it's about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, you know, we're planning this big wedding. Some of you helped set it up. Thank you very much. It was great. It was over the top beautiful. But for the dad, me, it was a lot of warfare, a lot of stress in my life. Why? Because that's who I am. You know, you got to pay for things. You got to get help. You got to set things up. I mean, it's like a woman's world in a way. And you know, and Don Ferguson. I mean, he's married to the woman that pretty much decorated everything or directed the decoration. So it's a lot of stress for me personally, a lot of stress in my pocketbook, which for men could develop a lot of stress when somebody's in your pocket. And I don't mean Dawn, I mean my daughter and my wife. Anyway, a lot of things happen, a lot of things are going on, and I was telling you, I was really stressed out about it. And then, and of course, we've been planning for this thing for 3 weeks. I mean, months, 3 months, 5 months, whatever it's been. But about 2 months ago, I'm sitting at Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa. I'm sitting, you know, listening to Brian on a Wednesday night. And again, I've been through tribulation, so have you. I get it. And I get two emails. Actually, they were texts. Two texts from two people, and one comes in to me. It's a long text, and I read it, and I go, oh my God, what? It's pretty heavy. Yeah, I don't need to go details. I'm just telling you, man to man, it was like, holy Toledo, where'd this come from? And then the next text came in like 5 minutes later. And it was like confirming the first text. And I'm sitting there. Pam wasn't there. My wife wasn't there. She was home. And I'm sitting there. And, you know, Costa Mesa, it has a big sanctuary. And I'm sitting there by myself and I'm watching. And if you could have read my mind or read my heart, you would have just came over and wept with me. What in the world? How did this... What happened? Of course, I immediately thought, okay, this is warfare. I know it's warfare. I get it. But listen, it was true what they were saying. This sudden revelation of some things that had happened years before. But yet, I don't know if the devil chose for them to do it on a Wednesday night, knowing that I'm a pastor and I'm at church. It's pretty heavy. And you guys have all got those phone calls. You've all got letters, maybe emails about, man, I just cannot believe this is happening. So, I took it. I mean, there's nothing I could do. I finished the service. I'm numb. I went home. And I just was asking the Lord, what do I do with this? Lord, I need wisdom, God. I really need wisdom. I need to persevere through this one. So, he was faithful to do that. And I'm still dealing with those issues, but, you know, I know what to do. And I'm giving glory to God right now, and I'm reminding you of this. Let me read this again. Not only this, but we do exult in our tribulations, knowing that the tribulation brings about perseverance. That's like staying power. You guys like quitters? I don't. You know, you say you're going to do something. Now, there are circumstances where you can't do what you said you were going to do. I get that. I mean, that's life, right? But for most part, when you make a commitment for something, you got to finish it out. That's what men do. That's what men of character do. That's what you do. But and perseverance, proven character, hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, which was given to us. For while we were helpless, and I don't care how strong you are, how weak you are here, you are a helpless man without God, right? Y'all believe that? I think you do believe that. When you come to like a men's prayer breakfast like this, you understand how helpless you can be. That's why you're here. I get it. So anyway, so I'm dealing with that thing, and then of course the wedding's coming up, and all this stuff is like building up. Well, the wedding went great. It was beautiful. It happened. And, my daughter's married to a wonderful guy, Christian guy, loves the Lord, responsible guy. So right after that, I come back and I get a call. My wife and I get a call. I'm at the church office. My wife works part-time up there answering phones and such. And we get a call that some friends of ours, her husband passed away. They're in their late 80s. So I can't close the office up. But at 5:00, I said, "Listen, we'll be on our way down there, and it's a hospice situation. He died in his home. We'll be down there at 5:00. We're heading down there." So we did. We went down there, and there were people down in the home visiting and trying to encourage our sister. Both are Christians, attending Calvary Chapel. And I remember her walking in, and her husband is laying on his back, and she. I guess it's okay to talk about this in a restaurant, but I'm going to do it anyway. And she is grieving over her husband and stroking him, and she's praying. She's a Christian, praying that he will somehow come back alive, praying that somehow he'll be resuscitated. And you know, as a pastor, I come in, and I didn't encourage her or discourage her with it. I just was with her. And Pastor Chuck really taught me that. Pastor Brian taught me that. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to correct anybody or encourage them. You just be with them. Right? Amen? Good lesson for me. So that's what I did. And my wife, she handled it great. But I thought, this guy's been suffering for some time, and now he's gone. But she is not having it. She doesn't want him to go. I understand that, I think. But yet I was thinking, this is a giant trial for her. This is like a tribulation like no other in her life. Because her whole life was her husband. She loved her husband. Married 30 years. Married late in life. And they were quite an inseparable team, if you know what I mean. So, why would a loving, this is what she said, why would a loving God do this? Well, it kind of took me back a little bit, because I know the tribulation she's going through. I lost my mom. The doctors called me and said, "Mr. Lynn, come down here. We need to talk to you." My mom was on resuscitation, and they said, "Look, she's only kept alive because of this. What do you want to do?" And I knew my mom said, "I don't want to do that. I don't want to be kept alive." So I said, "Yeah, okay. Well, give her comfort care." And then she passed away like 2 hours. So they called me at home and said, "She's gone." But I made that call. I get that. You get it? I get that. I just, you know, turned the life support off on my mom. So I'm with this lady. There's a crowd around. But she's just not having it. She's not accepting the fact that he's in heaven. He's in heaven, and she's not. He's rejoicing with Jesus, but she's not. He's got this brand new body. He knows everything. He sees it. He's with all the angels. He's with the people he loves, and she's not. And she won't accept it. And I just thought, wow, Lord, how does she get through this? How does she persevere through this? And it kind of bothered me a bit. It did. And I've seen death a lot. And I was a policeman for 10 years. I've seen a lot of death. Two brothers passed away, I told you. I get it. I've seen it. I handle things differently. She's a woman, or she's more, you know, there's more sensitive men. You know, I'm the ex-cop guy. And I kind of have a, I don't think I have a hardened heart, but I'm just more black and white, right? It is or it isn't. I know. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. How about you? I mean, I am. I'm looking forward to going. Nothing holds me. Lord, you want to go right now? Let's go. But here's the tribulation was this. The way I handle tribulation from those texts at a wedding, which was good. And the way she's handling the death of her husband, who was sick for a long time, totally different. And so I thought, how interesting it is on how you handle tribulation. What do you do with it? I took it in as, Lord, I know this is a test. I know I want to persevere. Give me strength. Immediately. I mean, really. And I'm not proud of myself. I'm just saying, I'm happy about that because it gave me what? It gave me hope, right? Because the hope is in Christ. The hope of it all is that I'm going to be a stronger Christian. I'll be able to handle different tribulations. I'll be able to persevere. My character would build up. Is that pleasing to God? Oh, I think so. He wants good character in us, men. He does. And then ultimately the hope that God has given me, that this life is but a vapor. It's nothing. I'm telling you, enjoy as much as you can, but, you know, I'm out of here soon. It's just going to happen. What are you guys watching over there? The game? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were watching the game. Oh, it's on. You saw an angel? So anyway, can you remember this? Exalt in the tribulation. I don't know if you can do that or not. You know, when you first get it, there is no exalt. Oh, thank you, Lord. But it should be within some period of a short period of time where you realize this is a trial from God, right? And then what do? You persevere through it. You know, you don't take your ball and go home. You don't get in your car and go, you know, disappear for months at a time. You know, I'm talking about marriage and things like that. There is tribulation. You don't just take off. You got to stick it out and you got to do it, just like Jesus did. He went to the cross and he did it. He went to the cross. Remember the question? Remember some of the apostles said, "Oh, hey Lord, grant us what we want to, whatever we ask, would you grant us?" I mean, what is it? We want to be on your right hand. Really? Boys, are you able to drink the cup that I drink? So I want you to think about that. Are you able to drink the cup? Are you able to drink the cup of suffering from Jesus? Are you? It's not between me and you. It's between you and the Lord. I say, Jesus, I'm able to drink it. I'm going to do this. With your help and with the grace of God and the favor of God, I'm going to be able to drink the cup of sufferings and the tribulation and all of that, Lord. Help me persevere through this. Help me build my character up and give me hope. Because that's what God wants. Amen? All right. So let's switch over here to Ephesians. Now all this tribulation and all these trials and things. And again, it's not all trials and tribulations, but there's a lot of them out there, isn't there? Turn the news on. What is it all? The hope of it all is the end of it all. There's hope. Somebody told me one time, well, when you're counseling, like marriage counseling or just counseling people, and this is for you, when you encourage people or counsel people, whatever it is, if they leave you just with some hope, if you leave them with hope, if they leave you with just a little bit of hope, you've done your job. You've accomplished what God wanted you to do. Because there's nothing worse than somebody leaving my office without hope. There's nothing worse than somebody saying, I don't believe in God, and walking away. I've heard it. I've seen it. It breaks my heart. It breaks my heart even more and more because I'm growing in the grace and knowledge of Christ. I know you are, or you want to do it. Let's do it. Drink the cup. Make the commitment. And let's get going. Let's do it. I know some of you are already there. Most of you are. But the word of encouragement is, quit playing around. Drink the cup and get going. You know what to do. I know you know what to do. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. So the tribulations have happened. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. How about that? You get some tribulation, just bow. And I'm kind of jumping around a little bit, but it's still in the context of it. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father. Ephesians 3:14. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power through his Spirit in the inner man. Is that not what we want? Are you able to drink the cup of suffering? So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that's what we have, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up in all to all the fullness of God. Now, to him who is able, because he is, able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all the generations forever and ever. Amen. So here we are, we're men. We're just men. You guys know Genesis. We didn't get here because we were created corrupt. I mean, we were, but our father and our mother, Adam and Eve, were perfect. They didn't have a corruption like we are. They weren't dying. They were going to live forever. They were having babies, and they're perfect babies. There was no death. Everybody was good. They were petting the lions. All that beautiful thing. They were tending the garden. You know the story, though, of course. Don't ever forget the story, because you can't really get this unless you remember the corruption that occurred in Genesis. And then it happened. You know the story, right? And here we are. In Tustin, breaking bread together and reading the Word together. Here we are. And God has favor upon you all, because through tribulation you have persevered. And through perseverance you've developed your character. And through your character you have hope in Jesus. Amen? It doesn't get much better than that. It doesn't get much better than that. Remind yourself and remind others. Are you able to drink the cup of sufferings that God? The apostles said, we're able. And you know what Jesus said? I know. You know why? Because you're helpless. I'm going to help you. And you got to remember that. You can't do it yourself. It's not going to happen. I've tried it. Failure. If you want to drink that cup, or you're drinking that cup, God will help you through those trials and tribulations. Amen? Y'all understand that, right? All right. What time we got? When I get down, let me forget about you for a second. I don't like when people use you. I'm using me. And I tell you why. because I know me. I don't know you that well. I know me. And I'm a selfish, angry man at times. I struggle with anger. I do. I got angry during the wedding. What? What are you talking about, Will? I mean, what are you doing this? My wife tells me, why are you doing this right now? Because I'm me. I'm an idiot. But here's the good thing. It is funny in a way. It wasn't funny to her. Because I hurt her feelings. Right? You ever done that before? I bet you have. Maybe you got your feelings hurt because somebody was angry at you. But here's the beautiful part. Here's why I'm so thankful to the Lord. Because He came upon me and said, Will, you cannot do this. You're misrepresenting me. This, you know better than this. And instead of going, well, she did. No, I really did. And I'm thankful for this. Because it was Him. I said to myself, and I said to the Lord, Lord, forgive me. I said, Pamela, forgive me for that. I don't know where it came. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's still in me. The anger is still in me. You know? My heart is wicked. It's still in me. But the Spirit keeps it down. It never leaves. Maybe you think it leaves you. Okay, I don't know. I'm not going to argue that point. It doesn't leave me. But it's pressed down as long as I persevere, as long as my character is growing, and as long as I have hope, the Lord is faithful to Will Lynn. He is. Don't ever forget that. He loves you. He wants the best for you. You know, God, if you're born again, if you're a believer in Christ, and your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, God Himself, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, they always have your best interest at heart. Do you remember this? Maybe you forgot it. Sometimes I forget it. Sometimes it's good to read this. Sometimes God invites me through Dan to come share this with you. Because really, come on. I don't know about these other speakers. I don't know. But this is for me. That's why I don't can stuff. I got to go with what happened in my life lately. Okay? And that's what's going on. But you're just like me. So I know you get it. Perseverance. Good character. Hope. That will get you through. Amen? And I know that. But sometimes even our best intentions don't work out like we think. So can I just read something to you? And then I'm going to end this. Thank you for your attention. I'm just a guy like you. I know what's wrong. I know what's right. I know what God wants from us. He wants our love. He wants us to love people. He wants us to love our families. He wants us to love our brothers and sisters. That's what He wants. That's what He likes. If you're a dad here, don't you like when the whole family is getting along and everybody loves each other? Okay. Well, so does God. I hate it when my family fights. I do. So here's what I do. And I just did this with my wife. I won't read the whole thing. She was mad at me again. She was. But not necessarily at me, but how I was handling something. And she went to bed mad, and so did I. And I laid there and I go, This is the hope I have. This is the appreciation I have for Jesus. He says, go read what you always read, Will, for comfort. So I went and got my Bible. And actually, I read the last three chapters of Revelation. Why? Because it reminds me, we win. We won. We're just waiting. We're waiting for the adoption to come. Let me read this to you. Just listen. Relax for a second. I'm going to read this as best I can with purpose, with belief, with the power of the Spirit. You should do this. It helps me. And He showed me a river of the water of life, clear as crystal, coming from the throne of God and of the Lamb. in the middle of the street 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall no longer be any curse, and the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his bondservant shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads, and there shall no longer be any night, and they shall not have a need of light of lamp, nor the light of the sun, because the Lord God shall illuminate it, and they shall reign forever and ever. And he said to me, this is the angel talking to John, these words are faithful and true. Don't forget this. They're faithful and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits and the prophets, sent his angel to show his bondservants the things which must shortly take place. And behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who heeds the words of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, am the one who heard and saw these things. And when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed me these things. And he said to me, do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brethren, the prophets, and of those who heed the words of this book. Worship God. And he said to me, do not seal up the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and let the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and let the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. That's us. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the tree of life and from the holy city, which are written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming quickly. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. If there's anybody here that hasn't given their heart to Jesus, you know who you are. Doesn't mean you're struggling. It means you don't believe in that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As soon as after I pray, come on up here. I'd like to talk to you. Dan will be here, the other pastors, other Christian men, whatever. But don't leave without that salvation in your life. Amen? Thanks for listening. I do think, you know, the men here, and there's these men's group popping out all over the place, it seems like. I think it's a really, really good sign. I think we've had enough. I do. I've had enough. I'm done. I've had enough. Let's get to it. Are you able to drink the cup of salvation? Are you able to drink the cup of suffering that Jesus offered? And, yeah, communion. We're going to do communion too. Can we do communion, Dan? Can we do it? Are you going to do it? Can we do it? Okay. Yeah, let's do communion. to say hi to you first. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm younger than you. Are you older or older?
You're 2 years older than me. I just realized. Mine's June 4th. I turned 65.
Who do you got?
I got three brothers. One passed away.
Really?
Yeah,
we
had four
boys. I don't know if you
could
do this
anymore. I don't know,
they make these things. You want to get together or just have them take to themselves? What do you want to do?
However you want to do it.
I'll get it.
Get that cut.
It'll be kind of tough.
You get it?
Well,
I'll take
care of that. All right, let's So Jesus said, as often as you do it, remember me. So this morning, we're going to remember Jesus. And according to the Word of God, He gathers the apostles and disciples up in that room. And Jesus said, take this bread. This represents my body that was broken for you. Y'all believe that? Are you willing to drink of that cup? Let's partake. Jesus, we partake of your body in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's partake. We remember Jesus. Remember you, Lord. He died for us. And then he took the wine, which is represented his blood, and he said, as often as you do this, drink this, do it in remembrance of me. And boys, by the way, I'm not going to drink it with you until I see you in the kingdom. I'm looking forward to that. Amen? I am looking forward to that. Because I'm telling you right now, let me confess again, I am willing to drink the cup. Are you willing? Are you willing to drink this cup? We do this in remembrance of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's partake. This is where the rubber meets the road, right? This is where the Christians were actually persecuted for cannibalism at one time. They didn't understand. I understand it. We understand it. Eating whose blood? Eating whose flesh and drinking whose what? Yeah, this is a spiritual thing, and it's an honor to do that, isn't it? Okay, all right. I think we're done. Lord, as our brother's going to do worship, Lord, bless these. I'm asking you, Lord, personally, would you bless us? Bless all of us. Bless me. Bless our families. Keep them safe on the way home. Lord, I pray, Lord, look, Lord, you know me. I just pray that we read your word, Lord, and there was some testimony, there was some antidotes in this. Lord, I pray that you remind me of my own testimony and don't forget it. And I pray that each man has their own testimony, Lord. Remind us, Lord, that, Lord, God, I plead with you, remind us to persevere, whatever it is, Lord. Give us good character, Lord. Help us. Lord, remind us to cry out for it. And Lord, the hope that you've given us is beyond